Welcome to Play D&D, where we take your favorite characters and send them on new adventures using the power of D&D. I'm Cassie, and I'll be playing Harley Quinn, and this is Stories from Gotham, Volume 1, Episode 1.
So, we're going to start by meeting Red Hood. You have just returned to Gotham. As a kid, your parents were killed by Falcone's men because your father worked for Carmine Falcone. Falcone, I don't know. I'm going to switch back and forth a lot. Worked as a hired hand for his crime family. But Falcone discovered that your dad was embezzling, essentially, taking more than his fair share.
Dad, come on.
Because the money that he was making wasn't enough to support you guys. Because of that, Falcone had his right-hand man, Victor Zsasz, go in and murder both of your parents in front of your eyes. You were able to get out via a window into the street, and you lived for a year or two as a street kid before you met Batman. Batman took you in and you became Robin, and you worked with him for quite a while until the Joker captured you and killed you with a crowbar. And you distinctly remember, as Joker was beating on you, that in the background Harley was watching.
Okay.
And she had this horrified look on her face, but if she tried to do anything, the Joker would turn on her and start beating her with the crowbar. So after like one try, she just didn't do anything. So you died and you were brought back by Talia al Ghul in the Lazarus pit. And for the next few years, you worked for and trained under the League of Assassins, kind of honing your craft. But after like a few years, you realized that they were only really out for self-gain instead of true justice like you wanted. So you decided to go back to Gotham as the Red Hood and to execute out your own version of justice. And your goal is to destroy all crime in Gotham, but starting with organized crime, specifically the Falcone family that shamed you. Shamed you, killed your mom and dad.
that was a shame.
So you just got off a boat and you're at Gotham Harbor, which you're on the West Gotham Harbor. And since you've been gone for so long, you probably want to hit the streets and try to find somebody that can kind of bring you up to speed on where the streets are at these days.
Okay. Am I dressed as the Red Hood, or am I in civilian kind of clothing?
Well, would you have gotten a boat legally or illegally?
I don't know. Do I have a passport?
Probably. You do work for Batman, and every once in a while he has to go out of the country. So,
so does Batman know that I'm alive?
No, not as of yet. No. Not that you know, at least.
Oh, okay. I think I probably then would have snuck in to Gotham. I wouldn't have come in legally.
Okay, so you sneak off this freighter ship that's like bringing in just cargo from wherever, and you're in your Red Hood getup.
Okay, I need to find somewhere to change.
Okay, so you on the docks. It's a classic dock scenario where there are a bunch of shipping crates up against the harbor. There are a few men, like henchmen, you can tell, kind of making sure that everything goes smoothly. It might be that there's some, like, you suspect that there might be some sort of shipment for one of the crime lords coming in, but you're not sure. But you can, like, go hide in between some shipping crates and just change real quick.
Well, hold on then. I've changed my mind. I'm a very indecisive Red Hood.
That's all good.
So it's clear that these guys are like mob guys, right? They're working for some organized crime.
Yeah, two like big broad-chested guys with classic sunglasses and like full suit, and they're both carrying like handguns like strapped to their side.
They're wearing sunglasses. I thought it was nighttime. Is it daytime?
Yeah, it's like.
Are they wearing sunglasses at night? No, hold on. All right, okay.
Probably about like 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
In the afternoon. Oh wow. Okay, then I do change my clothes. His head's gonna be hot. No, I don't. Hold on. I want to. Really, I need to interrogate one of these guys. So.
Okay.
I need to find a way to separate them. They're standing together, right? The two guys.
They're standing near each other. They're about 10 feet apart. You don't think it'd be too difficult to like, cause so there's a shipping crate that you're standing next to, right? And like to your right is the shipping crate. To your left is the docks. And these shipping crates are kind of lined up in rows essentially. So if you go around so that you're in between two shipping crates and kind of walk up to the front, the henchman on the left would be like right there, and you could pull him in, you think, without alerting the other guy.
Would I be getting him from behind or from the front?
From behind.
Could I choke him out so that there's only one guy left so I don't risk someone walking in on my interrogation?
Yeah, absolutely. So you want to walk up and choke him out?
Yeah, I want to sneak behind the crates, like Metal Gear Solid style, get behind him.
All right.
And choke him out.
Absolutely. Let's see how you do. Ooh. You... You walk up, you pull your hand around his neck and grab him and pull him back. But once you're in between the two shipping crates with him, he breaks free of your hold. And now we're going to do initiative. He's going to go first. So he's going to try to grab his gun and shoot you. And misses. So he's like surprised. So he like quickly like grabs his gun, pulls it at you, and just because of his haste, just misses. It's your turn now.
So he's missed, but he's fired the gun, right?
He has.
So has that alerted the other guy then?
Let's see. No, he is listening to music.
Okay, convenient, good. So I want to take him down silently, so
okay,
maybe like a throat punch or something. No, not that. I need him to talk. some form of silent takedown that leaves him still able to talk.
Yeah, let's see how well I do.
I want to grab him and pin him down. That's what I want to do.
It's the dice.
It is. So you crit fail.
Do these dice only go up to 2? I can't see the dice.
It goes up to 20. So you jump forward to try to like sucker punch him in the face. But instead he dodges and you smack your hand against the shipping container. It doesn't really make that much noise though, so you're good. It's now his turn. Take a shot at you again. And miss again. your turn.
Is this being filmed? Is this like gonna be on YouTube as one of the worst fights in history? I still wanna get him. I wanna tackle him to the ground and pin him down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you did good this time.
Oh, finally.
You just kind of like kick off the one shipping crate and charge him into the other, smack him against the wall, and you smack his head against the other shipping crate like really hard, and he passes out.
That's too hard. Okay, I want to carry him away somewhere. I want to take him somewhere and tie him up to a chair, and then when he wakes up, interrogate him. So are there any buildings around that look maybe abandoned or...
Yeah, there's a lot of what are those called? They're the warehouses. There's a lot of dockside warehouses that you know just have various, you know, shipments in them, but they usually don't have any people. So you could just drag him to one that's nearby.
Okay, that's what I want to do.
Okay, so you drag him into a nearby warehouse. You tie him up. Do the classic, you know, one light above his head and slap him awake. He wakes up and he's like, where am I?
I'm the one asking the questions.
Who are you?
Look at my head. See this big red hood? I'm the red hood. That's who I am.
That's a stupid name.
Well, I slap him. I wanna know then. Well, I guess he's. So, do I already know he's working for Falcone, or do I just know he is working for some form of organized crime?
You know that he's working for somebody. You've been gone for multiple years, so you don't know like where the families are at and what the situation's like. So your goal is kind of to learn the lay of the land.
I'm gonna bluff, and I'm gonna say you're one of Falcone's men, aren't you?
Okay.
And I'm gonna do it with a really scary voice that I didn't do, but he heard.
Okay. He's really scared, but he's like, no, man, we work for Penguin.
Okay, I know Penguin, right, from back in my days as Robin.
Yeah.
I've come across him.
He was never, he was working to become, like, a main, you know, mob boss, but he hadn't gotten there yet. So, apparently, in your time away, he's gotten to kind of head honcho.
Okay. The crates that they were guarding before, did you say they were weapons?
I said it looked like, because of the fact that there were some organized crime people there, you thought that maybe it could have been a shipment of something, but you're not sure what.
Okay, I want to know what's in the crates then. That's my...
Okay. He says, guns, man. It's Penguin's big business.
And when are they getting picked up?
In like an hour.
I want to knock him out.
Okay. So you knock him out, that's not even going to roll. His head rolls to the side.
Okay, so I'm going to leave him now. I know he works for Penguin, and the guns are getting picked up in an hour. How big are these crates?
It's like they're unloading a shipping, like a big, you know, it's like the big ones that are like, how long would you say, like 20?
Shipping containers,
like the big...
Oh, like the full, like the massive metal containers.
Yeah. So, but inside, it's probably only like two or three, like crates. So they're probably sending about three trucks.
Okay. I want to investigate the crates. Can I get into the container somehow?
Well, it's being, you go outside of the warehouse and you look at the ship, it's being like dropped on the dock right now. The other henchman is he's inspecting it, but he's also looking around confused where his buddy's at. But it's like they're doing a transfer, so you think that it's probably going to be pretty heavily guarded.
All right, is it kind of clear where they'll be picking the stuff up, like where the trucks would park, where they'd load up?
Yeah, it's going to be like right outside. So you're about one shipping container's length away from this whole exchange right now.
Okay, is there anything above me? Can I climb up somewhere so that I'm high enough to see when the truck arrives and maybe close enough to jump onto it?
Yeah, so to your right, I guess, there's like a stack of like two or three shipping containers. You just climb to the top of that.
Okay, I want to do that, and then I want to wait patiently until the truck arrives.
All right, we're going to jump over to Harley now. So, you have recently... broken up with the Joker. You decided after years of working with him that he and Batman are in this eternal fight, and at some point one of them is going to kill the other, and you one night decided that you don't want Batman to kill your Puddin'. So you've pitched the idea, like, when Joker has caught Batman, to just kill him, but Joker is all like completely against that, and if you say anything he will, like, you know, hit you or worse sometimes. So you decided to just take things into your own hands one night, and you went somewhere where Joker told you to capture the mayor and then leave a clue and like set off the alarm purposely to get Batman to come and go to this other place, you know, a big elaborate plan. You decided instead to get Batman to come there, and you were going to take him down and take him and kill him. Yeah. And then take his body to the Joker. Mm-hmm. It didn't play out like that. fought Batman, but he beat you and got you to tell him, or he even found a clue on you of where the Joker was. When you woke up, you found out that the Joker was in Arkham and Batman had beaten him, and you decided to go visit the Joker, and the Joker was furious at you, and he essentially said that if he ever got out of the cell, he would kill you with his own bare hands, because Batman told him what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, brokenhearted, you left Arkham, and you decided that you were going to start working for one of the other crime families operating in Gotham. And having been with the Joker for the past few years, you know pretty well what the lay of the land and as far as the underworld of Gotham is. So you know that the four current mob bosses working right now are Falcone, Penguin, Two-Face, and Black Mask. Two-Face is currently controls part of downtown, fighting the Boys in Blue for the other half. Black Mask remains mainly in Midtown. And then Penguin and Falcone are fighting for Uptown. And you know that Black Mask hates your guts. Most of the way that these families look at you is in relation to how they look at the Joker. And they hate... Black Mask hates the Joker. You think that if you go talk to him, you might get shot on sight. Two-Face really dislikes the Joker. But you also know that anyone that tries to join his gang, he flips a coin to see if they live or die. And sometimes if he really doesn't like them enough, he'll just kill them anyway. But Penguin and Falcone are both pretty open to you. They don't like the Joker, but they don't hate him. Mostly because he's more operated in the territory of Black Mask and Two-Face for some reason. And so you think that Penguin or Falcone would probably let you in. You also know that if you, like, because you want to do just some crime to kind of get your, like, get things straight. Because right now, you know, you just don't know what's going on. So you think just, you know, kind of doing some stuff that you're familiar with would just help you get some time to kind of figure things out. And you know that if you do any crime not organized, you will get taken down by them. So who do you want to go to?
Well,
it is the same day, same time, by the way. Roughly.
As is?
Yeah, maybe a little earlier because you got to travel. But.
Well, it sounds like, what was it, Uptown? Where
Uptown, yeah.
And Penguin are?
Yeah.
That's probably going to be my best bet to not be shot.
Okay. Yeah, so which family do you want to go to? Because everybody kind of knows where to find each other. Penguin or Falcone?
Is there anything that draws me toward either of them? Or is it just kind of like flip a coin?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Falcone's older. He's a little older fashioned. He's not against women, but he's kind of the old blood. And Penguin is the new and upcoming mob boss that wants to take out the old blood. You know, this is new Gotham, not old Gotham. So Falcone's been running things for a long time. And actually, there was another family, the Maroni family, that was fighting Falcone for Uptown. And Penguin, while Red Hood, you know this, while Red Hood was operating as Robin in Gotham, Penguin was working for Falcone. And Falcone had him go and take and essentially do this whole mission that ended up taking down Maroni. And Penguin was then supposed to hand over Maroni's family to Falcone so Falcone would control all of Uptown. Penguin didn't, and created his own family out of the ashes of the Maroni family. And so now Penguin wants to take out Falcone because he feels threatened. So it's up to you.
Well, I'm making a fresh start. I better go with somebody else who's making a fresh start.
All right. So you want to head over to Penguin's? So you head over to the Iceberg Lounge that Penguin hangs out at. You get a taxi or something. I don't know. The criminal Uber. And you get to the lounge and walk in. And Penguin kind of looks and he takes note that you have entered. But Grundy walks up and says, "What do you want?"
Who's Grundy?
So he's Butch from the show. But Butch... In the show Gotham, Butch, he, like, spoilers, he gets thrown in, like, some acidic lake and comes out Grundy. He's essentially just a really big dude that has gray skin and is really strong.
Okay.
He, like, towers 2 feet over you.
That doesn't intimidate me. So he comes up to me.
He asked you, what do you want? he's Penguin's like right hand man. Yeah. Like Zaz is Falcone's, mm-hmm. Grundy's is Penguin's.
I've come here to see Penguin.
Grundy looks over at Penguin and Penguin nods and he steps aside. He's like, go ahead, lady. Little lady. So you go sit down and Penguin smiles, is like, what can I do for you, dear?
Well, I'm looking to make a fresh start. Can you help me with that? Can I help you with your fresh start?
He considers this and he's like, actually, I've got a job happening in the next hour.
Sounds like fun.
He says that he's got some trucks going over to the docks to pick up some guns. And he wants you, if you're willing, and Mr. Freeze, who's also working for him, and a few other of just random men, to make sure that nothing happens. He's thinking of Falcone. He doesn't know of Red Hood. But and so he essentially says that, like, if you do this for him and it doesn't go south, and you're not the reason that it goes south, if it does, you'll build trust with him, essentially.
All right. Sounds simple enough.
Okay. So you go with Mr. Freeze and a few just henchmen, hop in a car, and head in a truck. Like, there's three armored trucks, essentially. Like, what they use to transport prisoners, but mm-hmm. they've got them. And you head out to the docks. All right, so back to Red Hood. You see three trucks pull up. And you see among the many just henchmen that get out, there's probably about four. You also see Harley Quinn and Mr. Freeze. Wow, voice crack. Anyway. The one henchman that you left starts opening the crate and they start the transfer.
So is there any way, because I'm quite good at stealth, right?
Yeah.
I'm kind of a ninja. So
you were an kind of assassin person for a while. So
yeah, I want to get onto one of the trucks discreetly. I want to go back to Penguin. I've kind of got a plan.
Okay.
So very kind of.
So you have you're on top of like this two stack of shipping containers, and yeah. One of them is right above the. Is there any truck you want to go to, like the front, middle, or back?
Probably the back one.
Yeah, there's more chance of you being seen in the other two.
Yeah, and I want to wait until it's like ready to go. I don't want to get on too early. So I want it to kind of almost be engine revving before I get on.
Just I'm not saying you have to act on this. I just like just so you know, nobody knows your mask or anything. Although I guess you do have a Batman red symbol on your chest. Never mind. Because I was gonna say you could try to pass yourself off as just a henchman.
Yeah, I will. I'll do that later though.
Okay. All right.
I've got a plan.
Okay. All right. So. Harley, they're getting to the second crate of guns, and it's going pretty swimmingly when behind you and behind the back truck, you hear a car approaching. And you look, and it's Zaz. And it's Zaz and Deadshot. And you know that they're both working for Falcone, and they're coming up pretty quickly.
Oh, good.
Initiative. Holy, okay. You are first. Yeah, so it's your turn first, Harley.
Alright, well, I'm going, as I call out to everybody to warn them that we are being approached, I will pull out, I have one or two pistols, I don't remember.
I think you have one.
Alright, I'll pull out my pistol and start shooting.
Yeah, you have one. I didn't change it to pistol. I'm mad at myself now.
Well, it's on mine.
Yeah, so you have your pistol, your dagger, your hammer, and your fist.
Right. Well, they're far away, so I'm going to shoot at them.
Okay. So, are you shooting at anything in particular? Like, the windshield, the tires, anything like that?
Well, I'm trying to shoot through to shoot them. So, like, mostly the windshield.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You take a shot at the windshield as it's approaching. Ooh. And you hit.
Yes.
Let's see how much damage you do. Okay, so it cracks. But you haven't broken it yet. It's their turn. They're going to spend their turn driving up, and then they're going to spin around and open the back doors, and about four guys are going to pour out, and that's their turn.
Oh, is this a truck? I kind of pictured them in a car, and so I pictured, like, the trunk popping open, and...
No. All right, this makes more sense. It's very similar to your armored trucks loading up.
I have a clearer picture now.
Red Hood, your turn. So you see this whole exchange.
So, do I know that Harley has left the Joker, or do I think they're still together? Well, it doesn't matter. She's going to have information that I want, so I need to keep her alive.
Yeah, well, I'm going to kind of let you make your decisions on what you think is happening. Anything that I told Harley about, you know, how the underworld works and everything, you don't know yet.
Yeah.
So you know that Penguin controls the docks, and that those guys that were transferring work for the Penguin, so you probably assume that Harley either works for or with Penguin right now, as well as Mr. Freeze. You do know Zaz, who is driving the truck that just approached.
Oh, he killed my parents, yeah. Oh,
yeah, he killed your parents, and he's worked for Falcone for forever. So, and you see Deadshot in there too, so you assume maybe Deadshot's working for them.
Right, okay. I want to... I'm going to jump in.
Okay.
Can I gracefully jump down, like an action pose jump, land in front of Harley, but facing Deadshot and Zaz?
Yeah. Okay. You can do that and do something else.
Yeah.
So do you want to shoot or because right now, as of now the truck's spun around and so there's four of just Falcone's men just pouring out of the back.
Are Zaz and Deadshot still in the truck?
Yeah, they're getting out.
Hmm.
You could just run past these guys and go for Zaz if you want.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do that. I want to kind of run. Can I run past them and shoot at the windscreen that hasn't smashed yet?
I mean, you could. The car's backwards right now. You're running at it backwards.
Oh, they've turned around. Okay.
So, like, as they were driving, they spun around halfway so that the back of the truck opened and these four guys poured out as they were moving. So you're approaching, like, Zaz as he's getting out of the driver's seat.
Okay. Can I... How fast can I move?
Like, you can get to him in this turn. And still attack him.
Could I, like, as he's trying to get out, kick the door back into him? And, like, throw him back into the chair?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I want to do that.
You...
And I want to say, sit down when I do it.
You jump down, superhero landing, run over, run around these guys, and... Yeah, okay. Zaz gets, like, one leg out and, like, starts to... get out, and you run up behind and, like, roundhouse kick the door as hard as you can, and you smash it into Zaz, and it closes, like, on his leg, and he gets thrown it back into the car, and it deals 2 points of damage. Okay.
Okay.
You throw him back, and then it is Falcone's men, or not Falcone, Penguin's men's turn. They just start shooting at the guys that are pouring out. Okay. They just start shooting at them, and they kill one of them. everybody else takes about 2 points of damage. Okay. Maybe, like, they all the Penguin's regular men just shoot them, and then Mr. Freeze just freezes one of them, and he just falls over and smashes into a million pieces. Okay. Back to Harley. Your turn. So one of them has died.
Falcone's men didn't do anything?
That was... What? Falcone's men drove up, spun around the car, and got out.
Oh, I see what... I understand.
Yeah, so it's your turn now. One of them is dead.
So this weird person is obviously doing something with Zaz. So I'm going to go after Deadshot, who I know is the next biggest threat.
Okay. You want to shoot him? You want to hammer him? You can get up to him and
I'm gonna hammer him because I know I probably can't match him in ranged weaponry.
Okay. Do you want to two-hand that?
Yes.
Okay. So you run up, you pull out your hammer as you're running, and you... Are you going to do you want to hammer him back into the car? Just like he did at the
end. I mean, that'd be kind of great if he, like, they knocked heads as they went in.
Okay. So you run up, try to hammer. Ooh. You run up and swing, and he dodges, and you make a dent in the side of the truck.
All right.
It is Falcone's men's turn. So they're going to take shots at the other men. There are five of... There's five of Falcone's regular men and then Freeze.
Penguins.
Oh.
Penguins.
Yeah, I keep getting them. Forget. Mixed up. So they take shots and only, like, maybe hit one. All right. Red Hood, your turn.
With my dual wield, can I shoot two different people if they're, like, close to each other?
Yeah. So it's like two separate attacks.
Okay, so I've smashed one of Zaz's legs, right?
Yeah, it hasn't broken, but it hurts. It's like, yeah, when you hit your shin on something.
Okay, so can I shoot his other leg? I guess, yeah, like through the window or the door that's partially open.
Yeah.
And can I also shoot Deadshot?
Yeah, okay.
Anywhere.
So you shoot at Zaz's leg and you hit him. Okay, so you shoot his one leg and deal 14 points of damage. So you shoot him, like, in the knee. He's hurting. And then you shoot Deadshot. And also hit him. And deal 9 points of damage to Deadshot. All right.
Can I say something as well?
Yeah. Saying anything is usually a free action.
Yeah, I want to tell Harley Quinn. I want to say that I want a meeting with Penguin. And these are my gifts. Pointing at Zaz and Deadshot.
Okay.
Seems fair. Is that even close to Harley Quinn's voice?
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Harley's voice varies in each interpretation.
I know.
From, like,
I understand.
Crazy New York to just, like, I don't know, normal slight person. Southern, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, and Red Hood's not English, so don't worry.
Freaking maths. There we go. Okay. Yeah, so you say that.
Sorry, how much more damage do we need to do to them just to, like, knock them out?
Well, if you want to knock them out, you should, like, you have to do, like, essentially tell me that so that you can do, like, a special thing to, like, hit their head. Otherwise, you're just shooting to kill.
I shot him in the leg.
Yeah, it's still to kill, though. It's D&D's weird. essentially, like, unless you tell me that you want to do non-lethal, which is to knock them out, and some weapons like a gun can't do non-lethal unless you hit them.
Really?
With it.
Who knew? But is it going to be easier because we've weakened them? That's what I was kind of thinking. Like, he can't walk now, surely.
Not right now. But if you get the, I'll say, as the, like, there's no hard and fast rule for this, but I'll say that if you get him to a certain pain level, it'll probably be easier. But in this, like, right now, at the pain level he's at, it might just be easier to just try to knock him out now. Knocking out's a lot easier than killing. So, whose turn was it? Penguin's men first, and then Harley Quinn. So they're going to take shots back. Ooh, and then they all miss. all right. Now it's Harley's turn.
All right.
Deadshot and Zaz get a turn. Or no, that was last turn. They were shocked, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Your turn.
I'm gonna try to
just cover up my mistake with they were shocked. Anyway, your turn.
I'm gonna try to knock out Deadshot since I'm by him.
Okay, you can use the hammer to try to knock him out.
I mean, seems legit.
Okay. Yeah, so you swing your hammer, smack him in the head, and he passes out. You, like, you swing, hit his head, and squish it against the side of the door. He's wearing his helmet, though.
Good. Don't want to.
And he just drops.
Give him brain damage yet.
Yeah. He already has brain damage. He'd go to Arkham.
All right. I don't want to give him more at the moment.
Anyway. All right. So now it's their turn. He's knocked out. Zaz is going to take a shot at you, Red Hood. Oh, and he's going to hit. And deal 4 points of damage. So, your turn. I gotta see how much Falcone's men shoot. Yeah, okay, so they're gonna shoot and do some damage to Penguin's men and deal 8 points of damage to all of them.
Okay.
Now, Red Hood, it's your turn.
Okay. Was Zaz driving?
Yeah. So you're on... Well, the driver's side is different in your land. you're on the left side of the car.
Okay. There's a steering wheel in front of him. That's my question. So can I reach in and grab his head and knock him out on the steering wheel?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You... Let's see. What?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So you grab his head, smash it down on the wheel, and he passes out. Wow, you guys are doing really good.
Yeah.
All right. So they're both knocked out. Now it is the men's turn. Penguin's men. And they do diddly squat. So, Harley, your turn. There's still men firing in the back of the truck, but you've knocked out the two big players.
Hmm.
Oh, let me see if Freeze has killed anyone real quick. He's killed one guy.
So, what are there, like?
There's two guys left. Two of Falcone's guys.
Okay.
All of your guys are really hurting, though.
All right.
I would say, like, if they had a health point value, they would be at 2 or 3 hit points.
I'm going to be, like, pointing at Red Hood and be like, I'll deal with you in a minute. And then I'll go around back and, like, start hitting people back there.
Okay. So you run around and you smash the nearest guy with your hammer.
Yeah.
Okay. So you hit him and you deal. Oh, you kill him. You kill him. So there's one guy left and it's his turn. He's going to take a shot at you because you just killed the guy right next to him. Aww. Oh, you just killed him. You smashed his head. okay. He's going to hit you and deal. Ooh, 8 points of damage.
That's not nice. I'm just trying to do a job.
Red Hood, your turn. There's one Falcone man left.
Okay. Here's my question. How many actions does it take to push, Zaz over onto the other side of the car to get in?
And drive away?
I was thinking to reverse it into the other guy.
Okay.
Or drive it forwards. I'm not sure which way I'm facing, but... Basically, to ram him with the car.
Yeah, you can do that in one turn.
I thought about doing that too, but I was on the wrong side.
It's true. If we were in England, you would have been on the right side. yeah, so you push Zaz over, hop in the car, and reverse it, and run over the guy and deal enough damage to hurt him. He's moaning under the car.
I'm guessing he's pinned down, though, right?
Yeah, his leg's under the wheel. Yeah. We're out of initiative now. So you guys can do whatever.
All right, who are you?
I'm the Red Hood, and I want to meet Penguin. You put the guns in the truck, and I'll follow you with Penguin's gifts.
All right.
Okay.
That was easy. Wow.
I don't know who you are.
Harley's pretty easygoing.
Yeah.
Penguin can deal with you.
Yeah, so I think all you guys are alive. Maybe like one is dead. So you guys load up the truck and you head out to go to Penguin's. And we'll see how that goes next time. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to follow us on social media to get all the latest updates on new guests and campaigns, check out the links in the description. And if you'd like to hear more from Jason, check out his amazing podcast and his social media, which will also be linked below. Thanks again, and be sure to tune in next time for more Play D&D.